Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Of fake news and how it is just part of life now. It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. It was apparently illegal fireworks that someone was setting off that produced the smoke that briefly shut down rail service on Metro's Red Line last night. Initially, Metro workers thought the smoke near the Silver Spring Metro station was coming from yet another track fire, but firefighters determined there was no problem with the tracks. The smoke was coming from a nearby neighborhood where people apparently were setting off those illegal fireworks. President Trump is preparing for his second foreign trip since taking office. He's expected to come face-to-face with Russian President Vladimir Putin and others at the G20 summit.
Well, he arrives in Hamburg, Germany on Thursday for the G20. He could also be headed for a collision course with European leaders. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has predicted very difficult talks with the president over climate change and trade when the leaders meet. Since his last visit to Europe, the president has pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement and repeatedly criticized Germany over its trade surplus.
Correspondent Elise Labbitt. German police this morning said they believe that 18 people have died in a Bavarian bus accident. That bus, carrying a German senior citizens tour group, rammed into a truck and burst into flames. 30 other people were injured, some seriously. Farmers across our region are getting ready for the busy season. And looking back at the first half of the year, it would appear they don't have much to complain about.
We had that unseasonable warm weather in February that caused some early buds, but thankfully, says the Virginia Department of Agriculture's Elaine Lindholm,
we had a scare, but we did not have a late killing frost.
All in all, Mother Nature's been pretty good to them this year.
Most grape growers would have preferred a little less rain this spring when the fruit was setting, but still, everything is okay.
Coming into the 4th of July now,
you should be seeing fresh Virginia peaches very soon.
But it's always a risky business, she says.
All it takes is torrential rain, hail, that can be devastating for farmers.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If the 4th of July just isn't the 4th of July without Maryland crabs, good news. News for you. Watermen and restaurant owners quoted by the Baltimore Sun say there are plenty of Maryland crabs this year, and that is keeping the price down. A new law gives Virginia residents the right to resell tickets for events.
It used to be if you bought a ticket to a concert or sporting event in Virginia and couldn't go, your only option was to try and sell it on Ticketmaster's website, as long as the event was a sellout. But now, residents will be able to sell their tickets on third-party websites. Delegate Dave Albo was the man behind the law.
What this new law says is if you buy a ticket, you're allowed to transfer it or resell it on whatever platform you want.
Albo had an issue when he bought tickets for a concert at Jiffy Lube Live, but couldn't go and couldn't resell them or give them to a friend. And that's when he decided the law needed to change. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Service dogs help veterans regain their independence. But before the dogs can be paired with a veteran, they need to be trained by puppy parents. And the Warrior Canine Connection in Montgomery County is now looking for volunteers.
The manager of the organization's puppy parent program, Cheryl Bingham, says puppy parents need to teach their dogs how to recognize signs of stress the veterans may exhibit.
Whatever jittery kind of movements starting because the person can't sit, our dogs are taught to react to that in order to distract them and calm them down.
The puppies also need to learn how to
go retrieve things, to go to the fridge and get something.
Warrior Canine Connection holds weekly classes to teach puppy parents how to train service dogs. An informational meeting will be held July 11th. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,350, the NASDAQ at 6140. Sports, Bryce Harper, Ryan Zimmerman, and Daniel Murphy will all start for the National League All-Star Team. Sunday action, the Nats win, the O's win, WNBA, the Mystics lose. Kyle Stanley wins the Quicken Loans National. And the Caps sign Evgeny Kuznetsov to an 8-year contract extension and then trade Marcus Johansson to New Jersey. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you that. I'm going to cut to the chase real quick on this.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's fascinating and highly instructive.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
On Washington.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant for Cars for Kids. Summer's here, and it's time to hit the road on your new set of wheels. Do you have an old car or boat you need to clear out of your garage or driveway to make room for a new one? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you just don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging the meetings with shady and unsavory characters that come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher for your next vacation. Here's your chance to get away while the weather is still nice. You know the number, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K, or go to carsforkids.com. They're reliable, and your car can be picked up within 48 hours, whatever works for you. Call now to donate your car, truck, van, or boat today.
Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, George Washington Parkway commuters, much better northbound side as you head toward and past Memorial Bridge toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Crash cleared, delays have cleared quickly, so you are good to go there. I'm pretty much good to go around the Beltway. I'm not seeing any delays to the Wilson Bridge, Legion Bridge. A little bit of volume right as you pass and approach Georgia Avenue on that outer loop topside stretch, and a broken down van reported on the Beltway outer loop near Allentown Road in the right lane. Let's get you in from the west on 66. Greenway Toll Road lighter than normal as we have an extended holiday weekend for many, and 395 wide open Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move, but hot out ahead of the front. Scattered storms with the front. Looks like the timing may not be the best. Scattered storms are in the forecast for the 4th of July in the afternoon and the early nighttime hours. Cloud sun on this Monday, 94. Tonight, maybe a thunderstorm, 74. Tomorrow afternoon and evening, scattered storms around 91. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Centerville, 72 in Frederick, 78 degrees in Washington. Discussions between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin at the G20 are likely to center on Syria and Ukraine. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Monday morning. I'm Mary Walter, along with Vince Colonnais.
Good morning.
And joining us right now, very excited about this, Cheryl Atkinson is with us. She's the host of Sinclair's Sunday TV program called Full Measure. She also has a brand new book out. It's called The Smear, and it is just so timely. Cheryl Atkinson, good morning, and welcome to back to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I got to read some of your book. I read some excerpts from the book, and I'm really looking forward to reading this. This is just so, so timely. How did you manage to see this coming, this ascent of fake news, and know that it was going to become such a huge focus in the Trump administration that you would be releasing a book at just the right time?
When I first started working on this, the smear, it was more about the overall history and development of the smear industry and the takeover, in some respects, of the news business by these operatives that want to control narratives. But toward the end, it started to look like there was this fake news trend. It emerged literally in September of 2016, and I trace that in the book, where it came from, who was pushing the narrative to fight fake, so-called fake news. So we added that to the book, and it delayed the publication. We added it to the title. We saw how big it was and how much it related to the themes in the book. So, you know, I think it was pretty easy to see, in some respects, where this industry was going. But the fake news part of it reared its head really in September last fall, and we added that.
You mentioned that you saw operatives are taking over the news business. How exactly is that happening? Is that a product of just laziness among journalists that are willfully just taking on the research of operatives and making it their own?
It's a combination of factors, and that's part of it in some cases, but I argue in the book, and you talk to the smear operators, and they will tell you that they've really figured out a lot of sophisticated ways to get their nose under the tent of the news business. And we in the media have not been a good job at keeping ourselves separate. We have invited them in, sometimes not only as pundits and people who comment and give their propaganda and talking points on the news, but we've invited them in as editorial presences, like as writers and anchors and reporters. So in many different ways, they've figured out how we work, and we've allowed it to happen, and there's little meaningful difference in some cases between those trying to shape narratives and those of us in the news who are supposed to be really trying to keep somewhat separate from that.
When you trace this back, where is the birth of this idea of a smear with fake news?
The fake news part of it came in September of 2016 with a group called First Draft. So I looked into that because I always follow the money when I see what sounds like a narrative. Not that there isn't an issue with potentially fake news, but it came up in such a way and was pushed just like a rollout of a PR campaign. So I looked into it, and First Draft was actually started at the beginning of the election cycle in the United Kingdom with primary funding from Google. And as you know, Google's parent company, Alphabet, the head of that was Hillary Clinton's number two donor. And they've partnered in this anti-fake news effort that suddenly emerged, that phrase, in September, with the likes of CNN, Washington Post, and other left-leaning news organizations. And then pretty soon, right after that, President Obama took up the mantle and said suddenly there was a need to curate the news, this wild, wild west environment. People were going to need to curate it. And I remember thinking at the time, well, the public wasn't clamoring for that. So this was something that somebody wanted. And shortly after that, it made headlines once President Obama mentioned it. Almost every day from that point on, fake news was in the headlines. Now, a lot of people have forgotten this was an invention of liberal interests because Donald Trump, master brander, took over the concept. Now it's largely associated with him because I call him the anti-smear candidate. They tried to use the fake news moniker against him, and he sort of grabbed it and took it over and co-opted it.
You know, I want to talk about the word smear for a moment, because you're very specific about how you define it. You know, a lot of people have made up bizarre and hilarious untruths about people they don't like in politics, but a smear is a little bit more pernicious because it has sort of the granularity of truth attached to it. Explain that.
Smears often have a grain of truth, and what the smear artist does is use that grain of truth and pervert into a weapon of mass destruction. And what marks a smear, you know, you say, well, if it's got a grain of truth, what's wrong with it? I mean, nothing in the minds of those who perpetrate it sometimes, but what I say is its motivation is rooted in annihilation of somebody, to ruin and destroy somebody or an idea, primarily for a political or financial motive that is often hidden. So someone may pretend that the reason that they're attacking somebody or going after them is for a moral high ground reason, but they will gladly ignore the same behavior in their allies that they take somebody down for if it's somebody who is holding an idea or that they want to destroy.
You know, as a journalist, Cheryl, I've experienced this too. Many people come to us with all sorts of motives for why they're trying to share information. Some of them are ill motives, and it's the journalist's job then to sort of ferret out what are the facts and what aren't, right? I mean, so oftentimes these smears can start as, like, you know, helpful hints, but the reporter shouldn't just take them wholesale and use them as journalism without sort of double-checking all of the facts, no?
I learned in journalism college when somebody comes to you with ideas or a press release, that's a starting point of what somebody wants you to think. And there may be a story there, but usually I was taught there's not. You know, usually it's what you find out about that, or as you take it further and decide what the real story is or where the money tie is. But too often, I think now, journalism is considered to be, I don't think people know, PR firms and think tanks and these smear industry people, crisis management firms and nonprofits, they create these narratives and send out these talking points and sometimes hand research that's completely done to reporters and hold meetings with them. Reporters will take this as if it's, that's how they get news. I get news, you know, because someone hands it to me. I mean, it's shocking because that's sort of the opposite of how I think most news should come. I mean, it doesn't mean there's not stories that can be had by people who are peddling it or trying to give it to you on occasion, but that's typically not where I think we should be getting our stories.
Yeah, I want to talk to you. When you were giving the definition of smear and for political purposes and everything, I immediately went to one family as almost the poster children for the smear. And that would have to be, obviously, the Clintons. I mean, they were phenomenal with this. I think back to Bill's campaign, and look what they did to those women who actually had the guts to come forward and accuse him of sexually harassing them or violating them in some way. What was done to those women was absolutely textbook. And I think it was wrong, but you've got to admire them. They know how to do it.
Well, we trace that because so many people pointed to that time and that movement, really, as the beginning of something that others would learn from and try to copy and emulate and improve upon in the smear industry, both Democrats and Republicans. I also argue the Clintons were victims of smears, so they're perpetrating smears, allegedly, but at the same time, I trace the billionaire Richard Mellon Scaife, who did fund, I mean, he put money out there like some do and said, get Bill Clinton when he got elected president, and funded so-called journalism efforts for people to write things and dig up dirt about the Clintons, and they did. One of them, interestingly, was David Brock, who was writing for the conservative side at the time, smeared the Clintons, later confessed that he did unethical and dishonest things, and then switched sides, and now he smears for the other side, runs Media Matters, and uses the same tactics in as someone who's a liberal, smearing people who fight his donor's interest. Well,
there's nothing fake about this book. It's a great, great read, for sure. Thank you, Cheryl Atkinson, for looking into this stuff.
Thank you so much.
Have a great 4th, Cheryl. It is 8:15. It's time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, not giving you my normal spill of tons of traffic. We have an actual break today. It's a long extended weekend for many. So for 270, if you're taking that between Frederick and the Beltway, wide open each direction. Beltway, I'm not seeing any delays, Maryland or Virginia. We've recovered on the George Washington Parkway. Earlier crash northbound, north of the Memorial Bridge, been cleared, and those delays have cleared too. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right. Today, sun and clouds mixed with a high of 94, winds northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies early, then we're going to see cloudier skies later, and there is a chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm tonight with a low of 74. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, and that will be followed by scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 91. And for the 4th, we have a 50% chance of rain. Currently, in the nation's capital, we're up to 81 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
I should mention Cheryl Atkinson, who we were just speaking with. Her book is called The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. Check that out. Available wherever books are sold.
Yeah, wherever, which is dwindling. There are very few places where
sure,
books are sold.
Sure, you can find one.
But in honesty, I don't... This book, though, I started to read some of the excerpts from it, and I really got sucked into it. So I think if you're... It's not... It's a very good read as a book. So some of them are very dry. This is very... It's very, very well written. So I just want... I cannot wait to read the whole thing. But I'm currently reading Shattered. So I have to finish that. And then I could... This is my idea of beach reading. Shattered, The Smear. This is my idea of beach reading because I'm that cool.
What a nerd.
I am. Well, I know your idea of reading is tweets. You love when the president tweets.
Love
you
them.
Love it. You even have, he dings your phone. Whenever the president tweets, Vince's phone dings.
Will buzz, yes. And you've got to, you set up the notifications on your
yes.
Twitter app. You can force a push notification for
yes.
a specific Twitter user. And I picked one. I think he's a good one. The Donald, President of the United States. So anytime he tweets, I get a notification. And I got a crazy notification about 23 hours ago. I look down at my phone, pop it open, and there's a video, which we've all seen by now, of Donald Trump in a WWE video tackling who I think is Vince McMahon, but somebody wearing a tie.
It was Vince McMahon.
Yeah, with a big CNN logo on his head, and then just the president, the current president now, just pummeling the ever-living news out of CNN. So that happened, and meanwhile, it's hashtag fraud news CNN, hashtag FNN, and that just set fires all over the Capitol because people were going crazy. Did you hear any of this yesterday? That on television, it was like the worst thing that had ever happened. A human rights atrocity had occurred yesterday in Washington, D.C.
It's first of all, the video's 10 years old. And it's from a shtick that he did with Vince McMahon. He's very good friends with them. And it was the Battle of the Billionaires or Battle of the Millionaires, something like that.
It was pay-per-view, I think.
And he was part of this, and it was all in good fun. And he tweeted it out when I first heard this. All right, so I spent most of my weekend in the car. So I had a lot of time to listen to news. And I did, so I would know somewhat of what was happening in the world. And when I heard this at first, I'm like, oh my gosh, what the heck did he do now? He's finally jumped the shark. President Trump has finally gone too far. And then I saw the video, and I'm like, that's hilarious. Yeah. That is absolutely hilarious. Because it's all in good fun. It's a joke. He pummeled CNN. He wasn't really advocating. People, you're hearing the talking heads. He's advocating violence. Never before in the history of this country has someone done such a terrible, horrible thing. And they're all a Twitter and they're clutching their pearls. And oh my God. But if you look at it, it's parody. It's meant he figuratively pummeled CNN and he calls them fake news network.
I've never seen such divergent opposite reactions to something. Like people were like lighting their hair on fire, and some people that are bowled over in laughter. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. What did you think of this tweet yesterday? How were you responding not only to the President of the United States, but to the reaction? Reaction like this from Anna Navarro. Listen to this.
I'm a CNN commentator. I think that is unacceptable. I think that is the President of the United States taking things way too far. It is an incitement to violence. He is going to get somebody killed in the media. Maybe that will stop him. I am disappointed beyond belief by the answer that the Homeland Security Advisor just gave. What a wuss. What a wuss. You could see that he is ceding his principles. You are the Homeland Security Advisor and you can't stand here and say the difference between right and wrong. That's what's part of the problem. He is surrounded by enablers that do nothing but shake their heads and nod their heads in agreement with everything that he says. They have got to stop. They have got to stand for democracy, for freedom of the press. This is just going way too
nobody's,
far. The President of the United States
nobody's laughing
is inciting
into their sleeve during
violence
this?
Against the free press.
Just
in
nodding
America,
along?
We cannot stand for it.
Oh, it's the worst.
The thing is I'm willing to bet that this exact same woman defended the New York Times funding a play that depicted the assassination of President Trump as art. The same people who defended Kathy Griffin as an artist.
Yes.
But yet this is horrific.
This is a call to violence. Let's go
it's
to
ridiculous.
Robert and Waldorf for your first step this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Robert.
Trump off the top rope with the flying elbow. Pull him up, huh?
A suplex. It's a Stone Cold Stunner.
Flying elbow. They tear him up or what? The media sits there and attacks this great man. This is a great man.
This
man is a great man. He does this for no money. This is for honor and country. Something that's old school. And they attack this guy every day, all day long. His wife, his kids. Trump is kicking their butt. Go, Trump!
Oh, man, Robert. Peeking out the levels this morning. I appreciate that, sir.
And clearly a wrestling fan as well.
All right, more on the suplexes and dropping elbows in a moment on WMAL.
It's 8:23.
Hey, this is Larry O'Connor, and I met Dirk over at EMP 180. We have something in common. We both met our empowered weight, thanks to them, and we're talking about our experiences. I like to research everything. I read all the stuff, and it all makes scientific sense, why it works.
And our very first appointment, that was sort of getting them to pass, getting us to accept the program, how your body works, the chemical dependencies, and so forth. That's actually what sold me on the program. And it's data heavy, as you know. Every week, you get a whole string of data about your body.
Yeah, even, I don't know about you, but there were a couple of weeks where I would gain a pound or two, but it turned out I was gaining muscle. Lost fat.
Right.
I was actually in better shape.
Exactly.
But if you don't have that kind of support, if you don't have that analysis, you just check a bathroom scale. It's like, oh, man, I gained weight. This is terrible.
No, exactly. That's why it works.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Where I grew up, very few people went to college. I'm kind of the nerd in the family. I picked UMBC because they're really military friendly. My degree plan kind of went right into what I was doing at work. My coworkers would say, how does she know this stuff? To be a positive role model for my nieces, it
had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited public state university, you can make the most out of your post-military career, like Shatasha Smith. At University of Maryland University College, serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with an education to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers and the resources to help you succeed, like our dedicated advisors, Veterans Resource Center, career mentoring, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Nice, easy commute around the region if you are heading into the office or heading out and about. 66. Looks good. 95, 395. No major problems or delays to report. For Metro Rail, Red Line trains no longer single tracking, which they had been last hour between Wheaton and Forest Glen. Power problem at Wheaton resolved, and they now say they're back on track without any delays there for the Red Line trains. On the George Washington Parkway northbound, north of the Memorial Bridge, crash gone, as are the delays. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on this Monday, weather map moving toward us, and it'll get here as we look ahead toward the 4th of July, probably in the afternoon with some fireworks from Mother Nature. A cloud-sun mix today, 94. Tomorrow, 91, with a few afternoon thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 81 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
All right, we're talking about this Trump tweet yesterday in which he's depicted of beating up a logo of CNN, in a fake wrestling video. Horrendous. Let's go to Tom and Lorton. You're up next on Morning on the Mall. Good morning, Tom.
Thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to confirm that the media long ago surrendered any right to call itself in its role in being the watchdog of the public and became a lapdog of the Democrat Party. In fact, it was back 2003 or so that an Australian new conservative paper put out a cartoon that was very funny, showed pictures of Bill Clinton petting a dog and this little dog just smiling with its eyes closed. And then the next picture, it was with George W. Bush and the dog is just viciously going after him. The thing is, I was warned about this fake, the media manipulating people, though. In the 1960s, as a child, my father was warning me about the media way back then, way worse now. But even back then, he said the media will pick the journalists and the people, the executives there, will pick who they want to win, and they will present the news in a way to manipulate you. He drilled into me critical thinking skills, which served me well over the years. But I am appalled at what I'm seeing. Now, even Fox News started great in 1996, but in the last 10 years, they've become, it's too much show business. That's all it's all about.
Tom, good points this morning. And by the way, a skeptical eye is good for every interaction in life. Always question the motives and figure out what's at its core.
Absolutely. 8:27 on WMAL.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Coming up on WMAL, well, it looks like the politically correct culture, the PC police, have caught up with Walt Disney, of all people. Although this isn't surprising, but yeah, they're in hyperdrive. We're going to tell you what will be changing the next time you go to Disney World or Disneyland. Yeah, both going to be changing. And also a really happy story to end your day. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. Service on Metro's Red Line was briefly interrupted between the Silver Spring and Forest Glen stations last night because of smoke, apparently coming from a nearby neighborhood where people were setting off illegal fireworks. Police are asking for your help in finding whoever shot and killed a man driving on the Beltway late Saturday night in Prince George's County. They think he was an innocent victim targeted for unknown reasons. 55-year-old Adriano Lombre was alone in his car near the Pennsylvania Avenue exit on the outer loop when another driver started shooting at him. At least 18 people have been killed in a bus crash in Bavaria. A spokesman for the German government says the bus, filled with senior citizens on a tour, crashed into a truck and burst into flames. President Trump's feud with the media has taken several new twists in the last few days, and it's obscuring his agenda.
Since Thursday, the president has tweet-stormed a variety of complaints about the media, including personal insults to Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough of MSNBC. On Sunday programs, there was some talk of the troubled Senate bill to replace Obamacare, so Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price blamed the media for focusing on the president's Twitter rage.
The fact of the matter is that he can do more than one thing at a time.
Price was on NBC's Meet the Press. On CBS's Face the Nation, Senate Republican Mike Lee, who helped craft the Senate bill, just shrugged his shoulders.
It's not going to do any good for me or anyone else to come in and just comment on things we might not like about his Twitter behavior.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,350. The Nasdaq at 61,40. Sports, the Nats will have three starters in the All-Star game. Bryce Harper, Ryan Zimmerman, Daniel Murphy. In Sunday action, the Nats beat the Cardinals, the O's top the Rays, WNBA the Mystics lose, Kyle Stanley wins the Quicken Loans National, and the Caps sign Evgeny Kuznetsov to an 8-year contract extension, and then trade Marcus Johansson to New Jersey. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls, gas station attendants would actually pump your gas, and people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with smart, friendly people who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And we've got great prices on all the big names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Celebrate Independence Day at Bray & Scarf's Independence Bray Sale with exclusive double rebates on GE Profile packages going on now. Not $400, but $800 back on GE Profile at Bray & Scarf, the number one local and independent appliance retailer with factory-trained experts who are ready to help. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or go to BrayandScarf.com.
Celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Prestigious Lincoln Black Label. Protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved, and improved by science. Yet still, science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress, traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's a summer of coffee at Dunkin'. What could be better than a s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, a butter pecan iced coffee, or a coconut cream pie cold brew on a hot summer day? Well, nothing. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, let's start with the Beltway, 270, 95, 29, all running great. Light volume this morning. Do have a crash, Seven Locks at Tuckerman Lane, so do watch in that intersection, Seven Locks Road at Tuckerman Lane. I'm not seeing too much of a backup, but through that intersection, just be careful. On Virginia 66, Greenway Toll Road, same good news through that area. In the Mount Vernon area, signal light issues on the intersection of Route 1, Richmond Highway, and Lukens Lane. Crews were trying to fix and repair those lights. If they're not working properly when you get there, remember, treat as a four-way stop. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances ramping up. Temperatures staying hot. We hit 93 yesterday. Today, about 94 with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm, 74. Tuesday, the 4th of July, scattered thunderstorms as a cold front approaches from the west in the afternoon and early nighttime hours. High tomorrow, 91. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Herndon, 76 in La Plata, 81 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Yar.
We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Bring up me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Bring up me hearties, yo ho.
You want to talk about a song that gets in your brain? It's a Small World ride at Disney. When I was a kid, I had the album, you know, because it was an album back in the day. Had the album, and I played the It's a Small World over and over and over again. My parents said they literally were going to hide it, just say, I don't know what happened to it. You must have lost it. It was gone, you know. So one of those type
things. Why would you give your parents another reason to kill you?
Yeah, well, they did have to, as my father would often remind us, there's one extra, because there were three.
Yeah.
My father got, you know, there's one extra. Authorities would never question it.
Mary, enough with It's a Small World.
Over and over. Again, Daddy. Well, the PC police have come to Disney, this time to the swashbuckling Pirates of the Caribbean. Did you know the Pirates of the Caribbean was the last ride that Walt Disney himself helped design? So this is
He did a pretty good
ride.
Job.
Yeah.
It holds up, as they say.
Well, the women, there's apparently a scene that depicts this women who are being put up on the auction block under a sign that reads, auction, take a wench for a bride. And that is apparently politically incorrect.
Wait, people don't get their brides that way anymore?
Well, no, you know what bothers me about this? Wait, people don't understand that this is the way. It's not real. It's depicting pirates from like the 1700s. So they don't really exist anymore. And but I guess the boozing is okay with them, and the pillaging is okay with them, because this is being replaced by a less offensive scene of pirates forcing the local townsfolks to give up their valuables. So apparently pillaging at sword point is okay. That's where they're drawing the line.
I thought they were replacing it with pirates forcing people to sign a petition for the resistance against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's the new scene in Pirates of the Caribbean. Aren't pirates supposed to be, like, lawbreakers?
We pillage, we plunder. They say it in the song.
This is, like, the most mild form of lawbreaking, auctioning off the wenches to make them brides.
But does anybody think it's real? Do you? I have to tell you, I've been through this ride, and I went through this ride as an adult, because my parents were not taking us to Disney. My parents were like, no, it's not happening. Whenever my parents didn't want to do something, they would tell us we were too poor. And as kids, we bought it. We're like, okay. So we were too poor to go to Disney. But I went as an adult. I don't even remember. Like, it didn't even strike me that I would remember it as an adult. That did not. Somebody had to go through this ride, come out the other side, and demand to see management because they were so offended.
Ugh.
Now, it's already changed. On Tom Sawyer Island, there was a mock frontier front, and they had rifles, and they had to take the rifles away because they were boys, like children, and there was a victim of an Indian arrow who was in front of his burning settler's cabin. They had to end that, too. In the Jungle Cruise, for years, because somebody complained, the skippers were not allowed to blast a fake revolver at the hippos in the water, which, again, aren't real. But then visitors complained the other way, and so now they're rearmed.
That's what skippers. I like those visitors. The pro Second Amendment Disney attendees, they're like, give the skippers the gun! And shooting at a fake hippo in the middle of the lake.
There were scenes of the Pirates of the Caribbean where they were chasing the wenches through the village. Well, Disney had to put trays of food in the women's hands so it looked like the pirates were chasing the food.
They were hungry.
The wenches. Yes. So stupid.
This is insane, actually.
Another scene that got pitched in the Pirates is showed a pirate holding up a woman's lingerie while a frightened woman is behind a barrel. So it's apparently she's naked and he's holding up her lingerie. That had to go too.
Mm-hmm. That sort of thievery is unacceptable inside the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yes.
Or Caribbean.
Yes.
Everyone says Caribbean when they reference this.
No, I say Caribbean.
Yeah. Which is, of course, the correct pronunciation.
Of course, it is, because that's what we say.
Know what the rest of that's about.
And also, there's one more at Six Flags Over Georgia, a ride that was originally based on the Uncle Remus stories of the Old South. Used to be called Monster Plantation, and in 2008, they're like, yeah, that's a bridge too far. So, although the Uncle Remus stories, which I'm surprised they even allow anymore, let alone a feature in it at Six Flags, has been renamed now Monster Mansion. Because they thought it was it would be offensive for visitors because it recalled scenes from from slave life on southern plantations.
Yeah, I'm waiting for when they change Space Mountain into a scene of Donald Trump colluding with the Martians to seize the presidency from Hillary Clinton. As you just like blow past a bunch of Martians talking to Donald Trump and his flax.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
That's coming.
And some of these, one guy is an author of a Disney website called Mice Chat. And he said he received dozens of angry, hate-filled responses when he wrote on the website that he supported the removal of the bride auction scene. So everybody is, he said, it's very interesting how some people are justifying a scene of human trafficking in the attraction.
Oh.
It's not human. It's not real.
It's Disney World, baby. Everybody knows Mickey Mouse is white. Or wait, or black. Or wait, or what? He's both, I think. I think he's both black and white.
Yeah, and they say it is. He was just like President Obama.
He's ahead of his time.
Exactly.
That Mickey Mouse.
Exactly. They say that the Pirates of the Caribbean has come under a lot of scrutiny because it's become more popular by the Pirates of the Caribbean movie franchise. They're in their fifth installment of that. And so because of that, they say it's gotten a lot more attention.
But one of the weird things is that Johnny Depp will occasionally go to this ride. And will stand as one of the animatronic characters. I guess Johnny Depp has all this free time where he can just like dress up in his costume from the movie and go stand on the ride and play act for passengers as they go by. Because audiences of millions aren't enough. He needs a boat of 20 Disney World guests to see him performing in a ride.
Well, what's interesting is I find that he has time to do that with all of his art about the president. You know, joking about assassinating the president. and his art. Wasn't that Johnny Depp who joked about the last time an actor assassinated a president? That was Johnny Depp, right?
Good for Johnny Depp. He's got a lot of things to do, apparently. A lot of time on his hands.
Yeah. Francis Xavier Atencio was a Disney ride designer. He retired in 1984, and he was not happy with the changes that were made in 97 when the food trays were added. So he said, nobody asked me. So he is very, very upset about the whole thing, and I'm willing to bet most people will not even notice.
Disney getting increasingly politically correct. Get there while there's maybe just like one arrow sticking out of a body still.
844 at WMAL.
The summer is heating up, and so are the deals at Cabela's during our 4th of July sale. If you're heading to the lake, take 50% off Quantum Solo spinning and casting rod and reel combos. Cabela's Deluxe Flotation Vest starting at $749. And Body Gloves Riptide 3 Water Shoes for only $749. While you're here, check out our sidewalk sale. We've got huge savings on hundreds of items with new gear added daily. Make Cabela's your one-stop for summer savings and all your outdoor gear.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Next grand prize drawing July 30th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh boy, if every rush hour could be like this, Mary, it is fantastic. Around the Beltway, light volume for our region. Heading southbound or inbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you're in good shape through Laurel and Greenbelt. It's inside the Beltway where now crews are going to be looking for an incident. Southbound BW Parkway, right at the merge that would take you onto inbound New York Avenue, right at that exit, they have an incident with a truck that lost a portion of its load of gravel. So again, in that area, that's where the reported incident is. No problems to report if you're 50 through Chevrolet. That was checking out fine. Virginia, you're in good shape. No problems on the George Washington Parkway. 270 wide open between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move, but hot out ahead of the front. Scattered storms with the front. Looks like the timing may not be the best. Scattered storms are in the forecast for the 4th of July in the afternoon and the early nighttime hours. Cloud sun on this Monday, 94. Tonight, maybe a thunderstorm, 74. Tomorrow afternoon and evening, scattered storms around 91. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're still at 81 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
So, just in time for the 4th of July, it appears an injured bald eagle has been rescued in Washington, D.C., of all places, of all things. I guess over the weekend, on Saturday, an eagle was rescued in southeast D.C., and the eagle was visibly injured. We see the photos of this.
Aww.
This the eagle looks like it was like just been through the ringer. All the feathers are really wiry and short. It just looks like totally out of sorts. And it was rescued. He was unable to fly, having trouble breathing, apparently. Aww. Having very labored breathing.
Poor
and
thing.
Teams from the Humane Rescue Alliance were able to capture the eagle and then transport him to a veterinary hospital. And so far, the veterinarians are saying that the bird's prognosis is good. It's not clear exactly how he got injured in the first place, but just in time, again, for the 4th of July, we've saved a bald eagle, which is a nice miracle so far.
You know, I'd like to know, I think if we knew where the baby eagle was found and how he was found, did a passerby find him? The story doesn't really tell us these details, and I wonder if they're just not telling the details at this point.
Well, we know that he was spotted in sort of a developed area,
right,
near a rec center, according to NPR, an apartment complex in southeast D.C. I bet a lot of people probably ended up seeing him.
Sure.
Or her. It's recovering at City Wildlife, which is a rescue and rehab center in the Capitol. Of course, eagles can be found all over the place in North America, but you know, in this case, so I guess the most famous, according to NPR here, the most famous duo of DC eagle denizens actually can be found in a tulip poplar tree at the U.S. National Arboretum under 24-hour surveillance from their live eagle cam. But this guy, no, not even clear where he's from. He's just an injured eagle that they rescued and are now rehabilitating. And hopefully he or she is fully rehabilitated, but no promise that that's going to happen.
I wouldn't even know what to do. Seriously, like, if you found a baby eagle that was injured, would you even know what to do? Like, I don't know. Do I dial 911? Because I would think, like, oh, I've got to do something to protect this bird. And I'd probably be on my way somewhere important with no time. And I'd be like, oh, what do I do? And then I of course, would stay with this thing. But I wouldn't even know who to call. I guess I would wind up calling 911 and saying, I've got this little baby. Or find it. I guess I would call the police non-emergency number. Because they would tell me who to call. I wouldn't call 911. That's like calling 911 because also, your McDonald's order isn't the way you want it.
Also, just an eagle is actually such a protected species that, like, handling one feels like it'd be a big federal law risk. Or just, I mean, I know that picking up an eagle feather and keeping it is against the law.
No, is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Wait, so if you find a feather, so, like, I'll find feathers on the ground, and now eagles are in almost all the states now. So if I happen to find an eagle feather on the ground, and we know they're around here, and I pick it up to give, you know, to my cats, because my cats love to play with those things, that's a federal offense, even if it's on the ground?
Apparently, they say that possession of an eagle or its parts can be fined up to $25,000.
Well, I think if you have eagle parts, I think that's a lot different than a feather fell out. I mean, if you have a
feathers.
Part.
They're very particular about the feathers. There are all sorts of people who want eagle feathers. Fly fishermen, for example.
So they want you plucking them off. I don't think you can pluck feathers off an eagle. They're big. They're really big. If you've ever seen them, you know, I've seen them in the wild, and, you know, they build their nests super high. They're huge birds. They're like velociraptors. I would not go near. And you see their beaks, those pointy beaks? They can peck your eye out. I would not be trying to pick a feather out of an eagle. This is why I think it should be legal, because it would really help to weed out stupid people. Do you know what I mean? Like, they'd lose an eye, or they would wind up with some kind of disfiguring scar.
All right, John, go get a feather.
Exactly. And John will go do it. Hold my beer. Watch this. And John we go do it. And so this way you could ask, how did that happen to your face? I was picking it. Well, my buddy told me to go get a feather off the eagle, and I did.
Yeah.
So maybe it should be legal.
Bad move, John.
Yeah.
Bad move.
I think that maybe it should be legal.
At least we have an eagle recovering now, just in time for the 4th of July in the nation's capital.
A nice story. It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
It never hurts to get a second opinion. It could even save your life. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A lot of people tell me they feel awkward about getting a second opinion, like they're going behind their doctor's back. I say, more power to them. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic say as many as 88% of their patients go home with a new or refined diagnosis, changing their care plan and potentially their lives. That means only 12% are finding out that their original diagnosis was complete and correct. So few things in medicine are clear-cut. Symptoms can vary widely from person to person, and not every doctor is an expert in everything. Hard to believe, I know. Bottom line, the extra time you take to have another doctor check you out could mean getting better treatments and avoiding unnecessary ones. It might cost a little more for a second test, but it could save you big in the long run. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The Mets.
And Travis d'Arnaud hits one a mile.
Expecting fireworks on July 4th. The Nationals.
That ball is scorched out to center.
You won't be disappointed. Bang it out versus blow them out. Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series starts today at 5:30 on MESN 2.
Ain't baseball great?
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
I think it's one of the benefits of federal service is to have the pension, to have the TSP with the match, and to be able to use those assets collectively to reach retirement goals, and it really puts federal employees ahead of most.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed, and you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10-15-17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
855 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, have a great day. And if you're not here tomorrow, enjoy your holiday.
Absolutely. Thank you. You too. And let's get around the region right now, Mary. It's been a fantastic morning for those of you that are heading out and about. Light volume with the extended weekend for many. Here we are on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, though. That's where we have one trouble spot. This is going to be inside the Beltway, southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway. As you push through Riverdale, you're not able to get onto the exit ramp right now to go inbound on New York Avenue. Police have that blocked. A truck lost its load of gravel, so the cleanup continues. Southbound BW Parkway ramp to New York Avenue. Now, if you're on 50, you are able to get onto New York Avenue inbound without any delays. I'm not seeing any backups toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, so that checks out fine. The Beltway's been in great shape, Maryland, Virginia. Still watching the intersection of Seven Locks Road at Tuckerman Lane, had the minor fender bender, and in the Lorton area, Lorton Road at Silverbrook Road for the crash. Update sponsored by Spot Hero, and finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another hot one today, made the low 90s yesterday. We'll mix up clouds, a clear sky first part of the day. Cloud, sun later, 94. Tonight, 74, maybe a thunderstorm. Tomorrow afternoon, some scattered storms around with a high of 91. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 81 degrees at 8:57 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because So many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
All right, tomorrow on WMAL, we will not be here, but Dan Mannis will be in for us.
Yeah, pick a good spot to see those fireworks. 241 years, we did it, people. 241 more, here's to that.
That's right, and tomorrow I will be working, though, because I will be in